Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The right fielder, G. Walker. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Frank Daljak. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Fisher. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Carl Fisher. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dutch Holland. Batting second. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Kahm. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Eddie Moore. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lloyd Brown. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Lloyd Brown. And now, play ball. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Rogel moves to second. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin takes first base on ball four. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kahm fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dutch Holland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holland hits a pop-up towards third. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is called out on strikes. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Daljak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daljak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Daljak. Vosmick reaches second base with a double. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky strikes out. One out. Willie Kahm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kahm strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Carl Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher strikes out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rogel strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehringer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball towards right. Walker settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Walker. Knickerbocker moves to second. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown bunts towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Dutch Holland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holland is 0-for-1 in the game. Holland strikes out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-1 in the game. Pitlock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brown moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a line drive towards first. Greenberg reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Goslin hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cochran moves to second. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Vosmick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Dahl Jack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vosmick moves to second. Eddie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Daljak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daljak is 0-for-1 in the game. Daljak hits a fly ball into right field. Holland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 1 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Carl Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisher bunts towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Owen moves to second. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rogel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Dutch Holland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holland is 0 for 2 in the game. Holland hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Dahl Jack. Holland reaches second base with a double. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pitlock hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 2 in the game. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Holland. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cochran strikes out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goslin for the out. Gehringer moves to third. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a line drive towards first. Trotsky reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg scoops it up and throws to first, with Fisher covering, for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Vosmick hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0 for 2 in the game. Trotsky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 2 in the game. Greenberg hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Dahl Jack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahl Jack is 0 for 2 in the game. Dahl Jack hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Dahl Jack moves to second. Two outs. Carl Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Com hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-2 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dutch Holland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Holland hits a pop-up towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pitlock hits a fly ball into center field. Dahl Jack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Goslin takes first base on ball 4. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walker bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Goslin moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-3 in the game. Greenberg bunts towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Goslin moves to third. Walker moves to second. One out. Frank Daljak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daljak is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Daljak is walked intentionally. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a line drive to right center field. That will be extra bases. Holland and Averill chase after the ball. Averill picks up the ball and throws it away. That's a double and an error on Averill. Goslin scores. Walker scores. Daljak goes all the way around to score. Owen moves to third. It's 3-0, Tigers. Carl Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisher bunts towards first. Trotsky scoops it up and throws to first, with Moore covering, for the out. Owen scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Tigers. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Pitlock for a passed ball. Rogel moves to second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Moore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0-for-3 in the game. Trotsky hits a pop-up towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.